Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The end of Oak Street is ridiculous. The end of Oak Street is ridiculous fun. I am declaring the end of Oak Street the sleeper hit of the summer of 2026. The end of Oak Street is Back to the Future meets Stand By Me meets Jurassic Park meets Everything Everywhere All at Once. The end of Oak Street presents us with an insular suburban family living in Flowervale, Michigan in 1982. The split-level house is split by family bickering, especially between the husband, Ewan McGregor, and the wife, Anne Hathaway. Their daughter, Audrey, played by Maisie Stella, and their son, Brian, played by Christian Convery, are in that awkward, rebellious teen and preteen stage when they think their parents can't seem to do anything right. A strange series of light phenomenon occurs at night, and voila! The cul-de-sac becomes a dead-end kill zone overrun by dinosaurs. I warned you, the end of Oak Street is ridiculous. The fun part is in the way the filmmakers and the actors cope with the ridiculousness. The film has its fair share of jump cuts, surprises, and suspenseful moments. I wished I had bought a bucket of popcorn to hang on to. The appearance of the dinosaurs is explained by wormholes. The suburban town neighborhood has been transported intact to a prehistoric time. All of a sudden, the family dog, Starbuck, has new play yard playmates, dinosaurs from the Jurassic era. The outcome of the plot, which won't be disclosed here, strains credulity even for a science fiction creature feature film. Fortunately, the strong leading character actors make up the difference. Anne Hathaway is great as Denise, the Mama Bear-style wife protecting her brood. You've never seen the Devil Wears Prada star brandishing a shotgun more stylishly. Ewan McGregor is terrific as Greg, a clueless dad who's trying to keep his family together despite being catapulted back to an epoch when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Forget about mowing the lawn when you might become fertilizer for the lawn. The film is directed and written by David Robert Mitchell. He directed It Follows and Under the Silver Lake and also The Myth of the American Sleepover. The director, Mitchell, maintains an effective mix of dinosaur terror, family bonding, sincere discussion, and jokey, goofy behavior. Mitchell again works with cinematographer Mike Gielakis, who was the director of photography on It Follows. Composer Michael Giacchino, who won an Oscar original score for Up, modulates the tone from sentimental to scary. The end of Oak Street is the beginning of fun. Grab the popcorn. The end of Oak Street is MPA rated PG-13 for some strong, violent content, bloody images, some strong language, and suggestive material. Opening September 4, By Any Means, MPA rated R. Elegance Bratton directs Mark Wahlberg, Lisa Gay Hamilton, David Strathairn, and Giancarlo Esposito in the police drama. A mafia hitman and a black FBI agent investigate the murders of civil rights volunteers Andrew Goodman, James Chaney, and Michael Schwerner in 1966 Mississippi. It's based on a true story. Onslaught, MPA rated R. Adam Wingard directs Adria Arjone, Dan Stevens, and Rebecca Hall in the science fiction horror action film. A squad of genetically engineered super soldiers goes rogue in the desert. An army sniper tries to protect her young daughter. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.